trafficking and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Into the show, third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This Friday, August 2nd, 2024 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line was open and is open for this final hour, 231-360-5140. Greatly appreciate the text messaging back and forth and you guys being part of the show today. Many said, well, I'm not surprised to hear Pastor Chatfield say who he's voting for. He has always been a establishment Republican and is voting accordingly. One kind of interesting change in his voice, though, when it came to Congress. Evidently, he's been hearing Josh Saul's interviews with us, hearing his commercials, and did not say that he was going to necessarily vote for Jack Bergman. So there is some hope. We're getting through to some people, but it's okay. He's entitled to his own opinion, and I was actually surprised he was willing to share with us who he's voting for. Thought he'd say, no, I'm going to keep my vote to myself. That's fine. I respect that as well. I'm voting for Sherry O'Donnell. She's going to be on the show here at the bottom of the half hour. I'm voting for her. I'm voting for Josh Saul. If that ticks off the congressman and his staff, so be it. Frankly, I don't care. We're past that point. He's never going to come on the show. He's never going to be held accountable. He's not going to attend debates. He won't answer questionnaires from Women League of Voters in Traverse City, MLive. That's okay. If that's the kind of representation you guys want, then vote for him. I'm not. So again, if you want to know who to vote for in Sheboygan, according to my personal endorsements and who I'm supporting, send me Sheboygan. I'll send you the list. If you'd like to know what's really going on in Tuscarora Township, text me TT. I'll send you the list. Antrim County. Emmett County. The 107th. Doesn't matter. If you're in the listening area, you want to know who to vote for, you're not really sure, text me your county or city, and I'll send you the information that I've put together. But I got one text message this morning asking for Sheboygan, and I asked them to please share it. She responded back, I have. I sent it to 42 people. Now stop and think about that. 42 people who get a text message from a friend saying these are the people to vote for. Unsolicited, just out of the clear blue. In the bottom of the message, it says, please share with everybody you know in Sheboygan. Let's say they forward that information on to all the contacts they have. 42 people, 50 people, 30 people, 80 people. They in turn share it as well. This is how we're going to get the information out, folks, between now and 8 p.m. on Tuesday. It's going to be text messaging. Direct personal contact with your contacts, your friends, your family, your coworkers, people that you know live in Sheboygan, live in Tuscarora Township, live in Emmett, Charlevoix, Mackinac, Chippewa, Presque Isle, Otsego. This is the information that we need to share about our candidates, and I'm going to be available doing it all weekend long until Tuesday's show ends at noon. Next segment, we're going to get rid of the pain, the stress, and let you sleep better. Tim Roberts is going to join us from Patriots Relief. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
I'm Janice Delahaye, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. Our team has found and fixed dozens of problems in our general ledger, payroll, tax, and utility billing systems. But we're not done. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner prepared me for this work. Our township needs it. Our taxpayers deserve it. Vote to retain Janice Delahaye, Treasurer, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahaye.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Joining us on the line is one of our sponsors, Tim Roberts from PatriotsRelief.com. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Trucker. How are you?
I'm good, good, good. Hey, I wanted to ask you a couple things. We got some text messages and actually an email here at the radio station after our interview last week. And people asking for the number. We gave them the phone number, 877-230-1776, the website PatriotsRelief.com, but told them to basically call you because they had some specific questions about their medications. We talk about this all the time. You've answered this question before. But explain to the audience about drug interactions with CBD products sold by PatriotsRelief.com.
Yeah, so to understand how CBD works, you're not really you're not taking another drug. You're actually taking in cannabinoids, and your body is actually supposed to produce cannabinoids for a system called the ECS, the endocannabinoid system. It's that God-given superhero system that we all animals have it. We all have this system. Then it's responsible for maintaining balance throughout your body. So it's responsible for a lot of the processes and functions within the body. And so when you understand how this works, you'd understand that there's really no drug interaction because you're just basically supplementing your body with something it's supposed to produce, but because of environment and genetics, it just doesn't produce its own cannabinoids anymore. So that system's just either functioning very weakly or not functioning at all. We do get that question a lot. People ask about side effects. I say those so many side effects, Trucker, so many side effects, but we call those side effects benefits because somebody might be taking it for pain, you know, in their shoulder or something. They find they're getting a better night's sleep. They're finding they're not stressing out. CBD is amazing as an anti-inflammatory, just all kinds of things. Your body, like I said, your body's just supposed to produce these cannabinoids itself, and clinical endocannabinoid deficiency syndrome, I know that's a big mouthful too, is something that exists in almost everybody, like I said, because of environment and genetics. That system's just not functioning and it needs a little help.
Well, one of the things I think is interesting is the fact that now even medical doctors are willing to tell their patients, you know, hey, there's no harm in taking it. Even with heart medications, we had one person text me, said that they went to their cardiologist and mentioned your products to him. And he said while he was in the office, the doctor actually pulled your website up on his little tablet. And he looked at different products there and looked at ingredients that you have listed and said, yeah, I don't see any conflicts here. Yeah, give it a try. And
yeah,
I believe he picked up
sure.
the phone.
People
he actually called you.
That's nice. Yeah, probably. People call all the time. And, you know, with the promo code TR1, we know where they're coming from. Or they say Trucker Randy, then it becomes super obvious. But
right.
with all of our blood pressure patients, right, they end up having to either reduce or eliminate their blood pressure medication has been our experience once they start using CBD. For just a multitude of reasons, but mostly because of the anti-inflammatory effects like we talked about already.
Sure. And one thing I think it only makes sense is when things are no longer inflamed, that would allow the blood to flow easier and more simply through the heart's network, the pump, the valves, the veins, the arteries. It just all makes sense that it's going to work in concert with those medications and not conflict with them.
Right. And you know, like we say, we always say, make sure you check with your doctor, but you'll find there's a lot of skepticism out there with doctors unless, you know, you're dealing with somebody whose eyes have been, you know, opened and they understand the benefits and how the whole system works. And, you know, the pharmaceuticals are trying to get in on the game. You know, there's a Parkinson's disease a Parkinson medication, I think Pfizer is working on or has already worked on it and are getting a patent on it, because obviously the CBD is the number one ingredient, but they add other things into it to make it sound like it's something special, when it's really just the benefits of the CBD that they're trying to get a patent on. And so, you know, even they recognize, wow, CBD has these amazing benefits.
Right. Let me ask you this question. For people not really sure which product line or packages they should consider, one of the things that people are concerned about, if they're taking medications and not really sure about it, they talk to their doctor and doctor says, no, I got a text message here. If I don't take the internal products to conflict with my medication, is it still okay if I use the topical cream?
Yeah, and like we said, I've not heard of one medication that someone's on that CBD would interact or, you know, would have an interaction with, a negative interaction. Okay. But the topicals, you know, we talk about, I'm glad somebody brought that point up, because I talk about that all the time with people that call in that are dealing with, knee pain or elbow pain or back pain, and we start them out on a combo pack where we're getting the internal and the external. They take that, our rub or our roll-on gel, and they apply that externally, and that's going to give them a real immediate targeted relief of that pain. And then they start internally either with the gummies, the soft gels, or the tinctures, which go underneath the tongue, the oil under the tongue, and then it's absorbed directly into the bloodstream and is the most effective and fastest way to get CBD into your system. And that starts enhancing that endocannabinoid system and getting it functioning the way that it's supposed to.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Another question just came in. Can you ask Tim if there is any product out there that he's aware of that can be used for skin irritations using CBD? We've talked about this already, the intense relief rub, the roll-on, things like that. But is there anything specific on the market that you're aware of, or do you plan to carry or create any product specifically for skin rashes and things like that? Skin irritations is the question.
Yeah, we... So that intensive relief rub has, as you've found, and lots of people have reported, they've found where that's been more than just a pain relief type thing. It works to treat surface stuff as well. We have, I have seen where people actually just put the CBD right on, say they get a bite or they have a infection, whatever, some sort of abrasion, and they'll put that CBD directly onto it.
Now you're talking about the drops.
Yeah, that's correct. Wow. And okay. Well, in the intensive relief rub as well.
Right. Yes, I experienced that with the poison ivy when I was out putting Vicky's signs up, that actually provided some relief. One thing, Tim, I think that needs to be explained, that people constantly bring this up. Every show we talk about it. I know you get questions on the phone. Again, explain to the folks, and we say it in the commercial even, there's no marijuana in the products. You will not get high. Explain to people why your Patriots Relief products will not cause people to get high, quote unquote, like smoking marijuana.
Right. That was my initial response when I found out about CBD in 2018 was, you know, I've never even tried marijuana. It might sound silly. I've never tried any drugs. So I immediately associated with marijuana. But what people have to understand is that CBD is actually can be found in a lot of different plants, but it's most prevalent in industrial hemp. And industrial hemp is different than marijuana. You might find some conflicting information out there on the internet, but if you really do your research, you'll find out industrial hemp has been around for centuries. So many things are paper, rope, all kinds of things are made from industrial hemp, but it has a lot. You know, it's the most prevalent source of CBD of all the plants. So that's where they they pull that from. So these plants are specifically grown to have, by nature, they naturally have some THC in it, but the plants have, they're organically grown, and they've been, you know, genetically, you know, like this one has this much, you know, they just bred these plants so that they grow and they produce the least amount of THC. The federal limit is less than 0.3%. So our full spectrum products have that less than 3%, 0.03% THC. We also offer broad spectrum products, which go through another process to remove that last little bit of THC that's in there for people that can't have any THC in a product that they take. So it really comes down to the plant. It's not a marijuana plant, which, if you know anything about that, there's all kinds of different breeds of that. But with CBD, that is coming from industrial hemp.
Got it. Exactly. And so that's the difference, basically, so that people understand this is not a derivative or a product from marijuana plants.
No, it's like, you know, it's just like, you know, a Great Dane and a Chihuahua. You know, they're both canines. You know, you consider them right. A dog, but they're completely different breeds. They don't even look alike. So kind of The same thing there. You know, there's all kinds of plants, and we just get our CBD, our phyto, you know, phytocannabinoids from from these plants.
Very good. Excellent. Another text message coming in. Man, a lot of text messages, people listening today want to know when they call to place their order, if they explain to you basically what their pains are and things that they're dealing with, will he advise, will they take the time to guide us through the product line?
Well, so if you notice, the website is very generic because we're not allowed to put specifics on there. We can't say that a product will do a certain thing. You know, the FDA, the FCC, our banks, everybody's very, very careful about what is put on the website. So our science page on the website used to have a lot more information. They just made me tear it apart. So it's really quite bland now and disappointing. But yeah, give us a call. Tell us what you have going on. Either myself or one of my daughters will answer the phone. We all can answer those questions. If you got something super specific, just tell the girls you want to talk to their dad. Put me on the phone, and I will get, you know, I'll get all the information from you and kind of make some recommendations based on experience that we've had with other customers.
Excellent, excellent. And again, folks, you can give them a call. It's 877-230-1776. Mention Trucker Randy or promo code TR1 on the website. If you have any questions, pick up the phone. We'll answer those questions. And honestly, I think I understand now the website, Tim, is basically because you're limited literally by rules and regulations of the federal and state government.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, if you've noticed, we don't have you know, we don't have reviews on there. We can't have reviews. So, I mean, I'm sure we would get 5-star reviews from all of our customers, but they won't allow us to put reviews on there. They won't allow us to do subscriptions. Lots of people have asked about subscriptions. Hey, can you guys just deliver this every month to me?
Right.
Can't do it. I mean, we wish we could do all of those things, but, you know, they're still regulating us as if we're like a cannabis or selling marijuana type thing. And it's unfortunate that they put us in the same wheelhouse is that, but it is, we just have to deal with it.
Yep. The rules and regulations by our federal government. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you very much. And I'm going to be contacting you for another order for Vicky and I, and greatly appreciate the products, everything you guys are doing. And
how's your mother doing?
Mom's doing great. Wanted to let you know that too. Yes. Doing great. Appreciate that. So thank you, sir. We appreciate you, and we'll be in touch.
All right. God bless you. Have a great weekend, Trucker.
You too, Tim. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source, brought to you by WellConnect, your Michigan-made geothermal solution to high utility bills. Learn more at WellConnectSaves.com.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour. New information is available in an incredible story out of Iosco County. That's the one where an F-16 jet declared an emergency when